In 3, 2, 1. In what year did TV3 become Virgin Media One? 2016, 2017, 2018, or 2019? Tension, tension, tension. Question one. TV3 became Virgin Media One in 2018. Only 26% getting it right. Hella 97 on top. iRadio Addict sitting in second. Question two. The island of Corsica is a region of which country? Spain, Portugal, Greece, or France? Fionnuala, I heard you clicking quite quickly.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in this.
Confidence is high. Question two. Corsica is a region of France. Only 13% getting it right. Jonathan Williams, 2 weeks ago, goes into the leaderboard top spot. Yes. Question three. How many stomachs does a cow have? None, one, two, or four?
Frantically texting the vet housemate. I'm not.
Jonathan in first. Bop Dowling in second. Jesus, the names. Every week, the names. Question three. A cow has four stomachs and 73% getting it right. Fionnuala in third position. Second, Bop Dowling. First, Jonathan 147. Question four. What X Factor winning act was the last to score a Christmas number one in Ireland? Little Mix, James Arthur, Sam Bailey, or Leona Lewis?
Oh, okay.
Fionnuala goes for James Arthur. Fionnuala goes wrong. Sam Bailey, 2013 with Skyscraper. I can't even remember the song, but well done. Sam Bailey, only 14% getting it right. Bop Dowling, top spot. Question five in the nursery rhyme. Hey, diddle, diddle, who jumped over the moon? The spoon, the cat, the dog, or the cow? I'm going to try and insert a nursery rhyme question every single week because they make me laugh. Hey, diddle, diddle, who jumped over the moon? The cow. Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat in the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon, the little dog laughed to see such fun, and the dish ran away with the spoon. Bop Dowling in first, Finn in second, that's for our Fionnuala Corbett, and third is Sarah. Question six, what is 30 in Roman numerals? XXX, III, OIOY, YYY.
Like old MacDonald at a farm here.
What is 30 in Roman numerals? Fionnuala goes XXX. Fionnuala goes right.
Yes.
But she moves down to fourth because she took her time. Bop Dowling in top. XXX is 30 in Roman numerals. We move to question seven. Business Time, Ireland's longest bridge, connects which two counties? Donegal and Leitrim, Waterford and Tipperary, Wexford and Kilkenny, or Cork and Kerry? Where is Ireland's longest bridge? It connects Wexford and Kilkenny, 887 metres. It's the Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Bridge and it was only opened last February. Bop Dowling in first, Finn in second. What shape appears on the flag of Morocco? This is your question eight. Triangle, circle, star, or plus? Here's the lay of the land. Shannon in fourth. Sarah in third. Finn in second. Bop Dowling in first. Question eight. What shape appears on the flag of Morocco? It's a star, and Fionnuala goes wrong with a circle.
I've no clue for flags.
It's a red flag with a green star. That is the shape on the flag of Morocco. Question nine. When does the Irish women's mini marathon typically happen? May bank holiday, June bank holiday, July bank holiday, August bank holiday. Shannon in first, Bop Dowling in second, Sarah in third, Finn in fourth, Bruce is in fifth. When does the Irish women's mini marathon typically happen? The June bank holiday weekend. Any problems with that, Fionnuala? No. She's gone first! Oh my God! Is Fionnuala going to win it for the first time ever? Question 10. The BWF is the international regulatory body of which sport? Baseball, basketball, boxing, badminton. Fionnuala, for the final question, is she going to win it? She goes badminton. Is she too late? Is she correct? The BWF regulates badminton. Fionnuala has won it!
Yes! Oh, that was stressful.
Fionnuala has won the quiz.
That was stressful.
And
definition of a bittersweet victory.
One thing we know, Kieran definitely didn't beat you today. Wow, he pulled it out of the bag.
I am very happy with that performance. I had some jammy guesses. The question about the longest bridge in Ireland, that was a complete guess. The badminton question was a guess. So they went my way today. I'm lucky.
Here's the final results from fifth to first, and then we'll go through the story of the quiz. Because we know you hear the top five, but we don't hear the, you know, what happened.
On the way, yeah.
Did a housemate run in and go, do you want tea, and distracted you from an answer, and you're like, please get the hell out of my life, I'm trying to win the quiz. We want to hear those stories, and we will in a couple of minutes. In fifth, whoever you are, we like you. Bop, bop, Dowling. Like, inspired. Like, we speak about Westlife, and someone is in there with Bop Bop. In fourth, Shannon. In third, Jonathan, who was our quiz winner a couple of weeks ago and decided not to trash talk. Chuck, Hilda is in second, and Fionnuala Corbett, you are first. Well done.
That's, it's a woeful anticlimax. Look, I'm delighted, but now, you know, I have to bow out of the Tuesday quiz, and I really like it every week. Look, I'll take my victory like a woman, and I'll just...
Oh, this really upsets you.
I really look forward to this time on a Tuesday every week, and I love playing, and I respect the integrity of the quiz, but I also respect the fact that now, to preserve the integrity of the quiz, I have to step back.
I don't want to do a public vote, but if you're listening right now and you hear the anguish in Fionnuala's voice, should she be allowed to play on with the quiz? Because there is that question. Say if this was on a TV show, or if it was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and one of the people that was in the production of the show ended up winning the show, you'd have questions.
You would. Now, can I just say, you can question a lot about me and you can throw a lot of insults my way, but one thing you can never query is my commitment to a good, honest quiz. I wouldn't take an ounce of joy in getting a win through cheating, through any sort of skullduggery. So I want that on the record now. On my gravestone, they will put, she had great quiz integrity.
If it is a small funeral, I will ask your immediate family to be allowed to say a few words, presuming that you go before me. And I'll be like, her integrity in quizzes was second to none. And then I will leave the altar. We'll get to the story of the quiz next. The Tuesday quiz. There is not a Stewart's inquiry, but some feedback on the quiz. Laura's in Carfin and Galway. Hi there. I want to inform you that a cow actually only has one stomach made up of four chambers.
Oh, controversial.
Oh, Laura. So what you're saying is Fionnuala shouldn't have won the quiz.
Look, I'm not going to contest this too much because I said four. I thought I had the right answer. Again, not involved in setting the questions. And if it means that I slip down the rankings and I can compete again, then I'm not going to dispute that too much.
Laura's backing up her claims with education. She comes from a farming background. She has ag science education in her. Laura, we may have to come back to you. We may have to reference questions. Laura, could you be our minister for agricultural questions on the quiz that we have to pass them by you to have a look at before to actually get into the quiz?
I'd be happy to appoint Laura. I would have to question, did she participate in the cow moving call discussion of a couple of weeks back? Because, you know, I think that's an important thing for a minister in that position to get involved in.
We had to make sure that they are aware of that before we proceed. Yeah. Guess who's on to us?
Would it be Kevy G?
No.
Oh. It'd
be Kieran B.
Hello, Dave. Fionnuala. guys, I know you usually do like a quiz or something around this time of the week. I don't know, is it today, tomorrow? Is it the Thursday quiz?
Where'd you come? 18th out of 10, lads. Not too bad today.
It doesn't matter. Where we come in life doesn't matter. What matters is that I'm not sure there's an outside person checking these scores.
The cheat.
Like, Is it questionable that you and Fionnuala are in the office and she may, you may have given her the answers, Dave?
No.
Like, you know, who's there to check?
I came 18th. Here, where'd you come?
I'm beginning to think there is some cheating going on here because we said this last week.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But
31st, will it? 31st?
Congratulations or whatever.
Kieran is the definition of a sore loser, I would imagine.
I won't have it said again. I won't have or accept the scurrilous accusations of cheating. They are not true.
Sarah moving up the leaderboard, 10th last week, 6th this week.
Okay.
Someone is stepping in for you. Shane, she should be able to defend her crown.
Oh, that's pressure. Because we have said about the quiz that it's... We haven't had anyone do 2 weeks in a row.
No. So you're going to be the one to do it, are you?
I don't think... I couldn't state that I have that confidence given what we've seen in the last few weeks.
We congratulate you if you played the quiz. Mikhail Hayes is also texting. The quiz is F and Rig. And of course Finn would win. This debate, I feel, is going to rumble on for a few days.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala.
Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.